Every day you get up and you have a certain amount of tasks that you have to do. You have a certain agenda. If you don't have something that ignites you and something that just makes you angry to the point of, I want to solve that problem, it just needs to be done better in this world. That's what your mission starts at.
Welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, go to pcapainted.org.
I know that every major change that I've ever had in my life has been a direct result of an equally weighted loss.
Today we revisit our Paint Ed Talks from Expo. We'd like to showcase Trolando Higgs, who is a 17-year industry veteran and currently serves as the Director of Business Development at Periodic. He is also the author of the book, Sprint, the Scrum Playbook for Paint Trade and Craftsman Professionals.
I found Scrum, and that became a way that I could push the responsibility of team management down to the lowest level possible.
In this talk, he uses his experience to teach us how to use losses as a motivator and how to focus on your mission.
Here's the deal. When you figure out this mission stuff, you will have no problem getting out of bed in the morning to tackle your problems.
You can find this Paint Ed Talk and access other Expo session recordings on our blog. The link to these, as well as Torlando's book and Periodic website, are in the show notes. While chatting with Torlando recently, we asked him what the likely outcome of a business without a mission would be.
Businesses start primarily to solve a problem in the world. And I think that if you are starting a business, you need to care about what that problem is. If you don't care about that problem every day, when you face that task list, when you face the endless list of things that you need to do, when you face all of the problems, those things will overcome you if you don't believe in the power of what you offer.
Torlando stressed the importance of actively managing a business and what it means for the company.
Running a business just isn't passive. It's active. It's very active. The business owners that I've seen succeed over and over and over, they're actively engaged in their people.
Speakers like Torlando are part of the many speakers featured at Expo. Our three-day event is a retreat filled with workshops and education sessions, and you'll get to meet and connect with people who deeply love this trade, just like you. So, let's jump right into Torlando's talk.
So I want to tell you guys a story, a little history lesson here. In 1977, one of the world's worst plane crashes of all time occurred in Los Rodeos Airport in the Canary Islands. Two 747 jet engines collided on the ground. 583 people died. Here's what happened. One of the planes had just landed, and the captain was getting ready to taxi back to the gate, and he was told to go down this narrow stretch of runway. And, you know, in the cockpit, you only have a very small view, right? And so he decided that narrow stretch was just too narrow for this big-ass plane, right? And so he decides, I'm going to go to the next one. And as he goes to the next one, he turns around, and another plane is getting lift, and boom, everybody's gone. It was devastating. When devastation happens like that, you better believe change happens, right? It has to. It has to. And there were a lot of devastating plane crashes in that era. And so NASA, Air Traffic Control, they got together and they put together a principle-based system whereby they were pushing responsibility down to the lowest level so that the people could tell the captain what was going on in their business or on their flight. Now for me, I know that every major change that I've ever had in my life has been a direct result of an equally weighted loss on my part. Some failure, some mistake that I did, and it was the catalyst for major change. Let me tell you about a story. Early on in my painting career, I was maybe a couple years in, and I was just starting to try to have multiple job sites at once. And the first time I had two job sites going on, I screwed it up. Now, here's what happened. I went to the job site. It was a beautiful home, a really nice remodel. And I told my guy, hey, I need you to caulk all the trim in here, and then I'm going to go to the other job site, check it out, and I'll come back and see how you did. And he's like, cool. I came back, and he chunked it. It was awful. It was bad. It was so bad. And I'm like, I was so bewildered by this that I'm like, you know, did anybody play football? Like, I had this football coach who he would be so like bewildered by what was going on in the field that he would just like run up and down the sidelines like, what are you doing? What do you think you are doing? And that was like me. I'm like, what are you doing? You're messing this up. This is a $10,000 trim. And he said, Torlando, I've never caulked before. I said, what do you mean you've never caulked before? You've worked for me for 3 years. And he said, you always did it. You always did it. I thought, oh. So what that tells me is either I have such a low opinion of him that I don't think that he can actually caulk, which isn't true because today he's actually a famous graphic designer. He's very talented. Or I have such a high opinion of myself that I think that I'm the only one that can do the caulking. Like, I have the golden caulking gun, right? Don't lose the metaphor here. There is something in your business today that you are holding on to that you need to let go. Handing it off to somebody else, getting somebody else to do it and to potentially do it better than you is as simple as handing off the caulking, but you're just too much in your head to think that it's true. Here's the thing. Losing, having things that cause us pain in our lives, they happen. Simon Sinek has a great quote that I love. He says that a loss isn't the same as a failure. Failure is when you give up and reduce yourself to a level of achievement that's beneath you. Losing is a moment, but moments move on. But the game isn't lost. Now, we all have our own personal plane crashes in our lives, right? Our proverbial plane crashes. Nobody moves from grace to grace, okay? Business is like this, okay? And hopefully it keeps going, but there's this going on, right? Nobody moves from grace to grace. I mean, did anybody else have a dumpster fire of a year in 2019? Like, be honest, show of hands, okay? It's okay if it was bad. It's okay, that stuff happens. Personally, I took a psychic blow that took me out of my business for 3 months. I'm serious. 3 months. Couldn't work. I was emotionally too distraught. Now, my systems were running. The Scrum system, it worked. But 3 months is a long time. And eventually, while the systems were working, the people stopped. See, here's the thing about systems. They're really only as good as your people, okay? Without your people, systems are just a bunch of thoughts that you had one day, and maybe you wrote down on paper. That's all systems are. Without people, they mean nothing. And people need a leader. They need somebody who's there. I'm a fan of Gary Vee. He said, your people don't work for you, you work for them, right? This isn't a passive game here, okay? Your people, they need you there, and if you are there for them, hopefully, when you need them most, they'll be there for you. See, I don't think that leaders fail because of the personal losses or the shortcomings that happen. Everyone has stuff going on. I think that they fail when there's a disconnection between their life's mission and the mission of their business, and they don't have the courage to change. If you need to take a picture of this, you can. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this concept in my workshop, but here's the deal. When you figure out this mission stuff, you will have no problem getting out of bed in the morning to tackle your problems. No problem at all. Because your mission, it revives you every morning. Now, it doesn't take away the pain, and it doesn't take away the exhaustion. It doesn't take away those problems, but your mission revives you every single day. Your dreams, they get forgotten. Your hobbies get dropped. Jobs suck. But your mission sustains you. And if you don't have your stuff right, you're not going to magically find the people who have their stuff right. You got to get your stuff right. Now, in my workshop, we're going to dive in. Okay, we're going to dive into talking about getting your principles right with your mission. I'm going to walk you through the whole Scrum system, which is in the book, but it's going to show you how to get your people to take over some of those key things using the Scrum framework so that you can walk away with a little bit of freedom. Imagine that. But not freedom to do whatever you want. Freedom to do the things that matter most, which is serving your unique mission, the thing that you were supposed to be here on this earth for. Thank you. I hope to see you on Friday.
Paint Ed podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org. We'll see you next time.